Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
Yes, and we couldn't type fast enough. You know, Valerie and I were trying to take notes.
The atmosphere walking into the room was just awesome.
When someone yelled out, you know, maybe he has corona, and then it just went from there.
They were committed
to just explore, to experience different genres of music and not, you know, not crunch your nose up and say, ew, I don't like it before you give it a try.
I'm Alex Hoyer. St. Louis is known for its world premieres of operas. Opera Theater of St. Louis's Fire Shut Up in My Bones premiered here in 2019. That opera is based on journalist Charles Blow's memoir, which opened last year at the Metropolitan Opera in New York. Years before that, in 2013, was the premiere of Champion, based on the life of African-American welterweight boxer Emile Griffith. But tonight at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center is the premiere of an opera written by third graders. Third graders from the Normandy Schools Collaborative have written the libretto for a new opera called The Big Bad Day. It's based on the book, The True Story of the Three Little Pigs by John Sheshka, which itself is based on the old fable, The Three Little Pigs. Here's a sample of the opera, recorded at yesterday's rehearsal. That's a sample of the original opera, The Big Bad Day, from yesterday's rehearsal at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. And here to talk about tonight's performance are Suzanne Palmer. She's the music teacher at Jefferson Elementary and director of fine arts at Normandy Schools Collaborative. Suzanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Also with us is Valerie Smith, a teaching artist with Opera Theater of St. Louis. She is also a retired music teacher from the Ferguson-Florissant School District. Valerie, welcome to you.
Thank you, Alex.
Susanna, I want to start with you. How did this opportunity come about for third graders to write an opera?
Well, I was approached by Allison Felter, who's a very good friend from Opera Theater St. Louis, as she's the education director there. And she asked if we would like to work with them and create a libretto for the children and to perform an opera. And I was ecstatic. I was like, yes, I jumped on it. And it went forward from there.
Was it surprising to be approached about this?
Oh, absolutely not. I was familiar with some of the things that Opera Theater and some of the other arts community had done recently at Sumner. And I was glad to go and see what they had done with the symphony and with Opera Theater. And so I was not surprised. But I was elated to be the next on the list.
So it's fair to say that you welcomed this opportunity with open arms, but you didn't just keep the project as one for third graders. You brought in fourth and fifth graders and high schoolers from the district. Kind of give us the scale of what everybody will be doing.
Yeah, I thought it was important, you know, being a musician and enjoying the arts in St. Louis. I've been to many community theaters and seen lots of things happen in other theaters around St. Louis. And as the fine arts director in Normandy, I didn't want to just laser focus on the high school. I wanted to spread the love all around the district. I know that our families want what they see that other people have. And so I wanted to involve as many students as I possibly could from the middle schools, the high school, not necessarily the early learning center yet, but, you know, they're on the list next.
So what will everybody be doing?
So the third graders got together with Valerie Lynn Smith, and they wrote the libretto from a book that we read in the classroom that you mentioned earlier. And we talked about the book from the wolf's perspective of blowing down the houses. And so the third graders worked with Val Lynn and wrote the libretto. And when we got started with the music, I knew that there were some other students that were very, very talented that I had worked with, not only at Jefferson, but at some of our other schools, Lucas Crossing, Barack Obama, Belnor, Washington. And I knew there were students and parents and families there that would love to be involved as well. And of course, our high school students rebuilding after COVID. I wanted to get them involved and get them excited about, you know, playing their instruments again.
So, Valerie, let me turn to you. You started working with the third graders at Jefferson Elementary in early September. Take us back to that first time you met with the students. What was that like?
It was amazing. Sue Palmer has an excellent third grade class, and they're very respectful. And just the atmosphere walking into the room was just awesome. They were committed. They took ownership very early, which made my job really easy. So I was so happy about that.
So when it came to writing the words for this opera, the libretto, what kinds of ideas did they have?
Well, based on their information from the book, goal was to extend that story. And so, which allows for more creativity. And so what we did was we extended the story beyond that book to give it its final and put the wolf on trial.
The wolf on trial. Oh, my. I want to ask a little bit more about that in a little bit, but also to take a step back, because not everybody might be familiar with the book that you're talking about. The new opera, of course, is called The Big Bad Day. It's based on the book that you were just talking about, The True Story of the Three Little Pigs, which is based on the old fable, The Three Little Pigs. And I think many people are familiar with the fable where the wolf huffs and he puffs and he blows down a house made of straw and then a house made of sticks. But then when he gets to the house made of bricks, he tries to blow it down. He can't do that, so he tries to climb down the chimney, but he falls down into a boiling pot of water and the pigs eat the wolf for supper. Okay, that violence aside.
Right, we don't do those kind of stories anymore. We modify the ends of stories from back in the day when you and I were little girls, right, Val?
That's correct.
So I didn't remember about the wolf being eaten at the end. I remember he fell into the boiling pot, but that was enough violence for me.
So many of the old fables are very violent. But you talked about the book that the opera is based on. Is from the wolf's perspective. Can you explain a little bit more about that John Sheshka book?
That was my first time reading the book and going through the story. It was quite interesting, and the graphics were just absolutely beautiful in the book. But at the end of the book, I see the wolf holding on to some bars, looking through. Mm-hmm. He had been locked up. Mm-hmm. But our story, it's a surprise at the end. So, Alex, I just can't reveal much about our ending because you have to be there to see it.
So you already mentioned that you extend the book. Basically, the wolf thinks that he's been framed because he was just trying to get a cup of sugar from his neighbors. And he, you know, the pigs died, and so he just had them for supper. I mean, they were there, the wolf claims. You've already mentioned that the extension is putting the wolf on trial. I don't want you to give away how it ends, but can you talk a little bit about how the third graders took that and the kinds of ideas that they came up with?
Yes, wow. The creative process.
Yeah.
So just asking them questions, you know, about what they already know, and how could we make, so we blocked it, and how could we make it a little bit different, and it has a lot of humor in it.
Can you give an example?
Well, there's one thing that the children yelled out, and I'll just say, in the book, you will see that the wolf was saying that he didn't mean to blow the houses down. You already mentioned that. And so the creative minds of children, the imaginations of children, someone yelled out the word Corona, and they took it from there. So that's all we'll
that's
reveal
true.
Today, Alex.
So
that's
taking
true.
Current events and putting it in an opera.
Yes, exactly. And we couldn't type fast enough. You know, Valerie and I were trying to take notes when someone yelled out, you know, maybe he has Corona, and then it just went from there.
It mm-hmm. really did.
So it was kind of that creative spark.
Absolutely.
Yesterday, our education reporter, Kate Grumke, attended dress rehearsal and spoke with Jefferson Elementary fourth grader Aiden Westbrook, who plays the Big Bad Wolf. And Kate asked him to share his favorite song in the opera.
Actually, there's two. One of my personal favorites is probably Stop Wait, because that's where I get introduced and stuff, and then the Big Bad End. Where it's like a rap set. The Big Bad End is like a rap session and stuff. Like, it's pretty cool.
That was Jefferson Elementary fourth grade student Aiden Westbrook, who's cast as the Big Bad Wolf. So you have the libretto, and then there's the process of setting the words to music. How did that work? What kinds of genres? Typical operatic style? Jazz?
I wanted to put genres, different styles in the music. And this allows kids to embrace it, because today a lot of our students don't really know the blues, or they don't know a waltz, or just a Broadway sound. And I wanted to put that in there. So we have a little blues. We have a little waltz. We have some Broadway sound. So we have a variety of genres that's in this opera.
And I want to give Valerie credit for that, because I know that when you say opera, there's a certain audience that, you know, gravitates to opera. And we all appreciate the traditional, you know, opera. But when Valerie brought in the music, you know, I thought, oh, my goodness, this is more like what's everybody's favorite now? Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Yeah, it's just a lot of different genres, but it also gives the children a chance to learn, you know, the different vocabulary and terminology in opera, you know, what's an aria, and you know, so she did a wonderful job of putting all this music together for the children in the age bracket that we're entertaining. And we wanted to make sure that people didn't think that it wasn't going to be for them. It's for everyone.
I'm talking with Suzanne Palmer. She's the music teacher at Jefferson Elementary and director of fine arts at Normandy Schools Collaborative. Also here is Valerie Smith, a teaching artist with Opera Theater of St. Louis and a retired music teacher from the Ferguson-Florissant School District. We're talking about the premiere of The Big Bad Day, an opera written by third graders at Jefferson Elementary. That premiere is open to the public at 7 o'clock tonight at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. Suzanne, you were just talking about opera as an art form, and historically, opera has not been seen as an inclusive art form. At the beginning, I mentioned Opera Theater of St. Louis and the world premieres of Fire Shut Up in My Bones and Champion, two operas that center the stories of Black people. 92% of the students at the Normandy Schools Collaborative are Black, and so it certainly seems like this is an intentional move. And so I suppose the question is, what would you say to Black folks who haven't always felt included in opera?
Oh, come see it. You will enjoy it. It's for our community. You know, first of all, with it being performed by third through fifth grade, you already know you can bring your family. And, you know, mentioning the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is playing alongside with our Normandy students, you know it's inclusive. I'm excited. I'm so proud to be a teacher in the Normandy Schools Collaborative. I've been here for quite a while. This is my 35th year teaching and my 25th in Normandy. And the community deserves to have an outlook on community theater. And so I really want everyone to come and enjoy the opera. And I do a lot of cross-curricular connections or musical connections with opera. I use Carmen in specifically, and we do a lot of compare and contrast from the Georges Bizet original Carmen all the way to the movie that we're familiar with Dorothy Dandridge, speaking of African-American influence, and all the way to Beyonce. You know, I don't know if you don't, they did the hip-hop opera.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so, well, my seventh and eighth graders can certainly tell you all about it because we have written and we've learned lots of vocabulary and done a lot of compare and contrast of, you know, classical opera all the way to the hip hop opera.
Valerie, what about you, that question of opera historically not being an inclusive art form?
Well, let me say this about Opera Theater of St. Louis. Opera Theater of St. Louis is unique in that opera is in English.
Yes.
It's wonderful. They're one of the unique opera theaters in this nation. And then to have an educational department that goes out into the community to broaden their perspective of opera so that others can embrace opera. That's where we come in as educators under the direction of Allison Felter and her staff. This collaboration with Dr. Smith and UMSL and the Two Hills Theater, Performing Arts Center, and the St. Louis Symphony. I mean, what more could these kids even ask for where you have a community collaborative arts center around them that has joined to make this opera excellent? You couldn't ask for more than that.
And we certainly appreciate it. You know, speaking on behalf of the Normandy Schools Collaborative, I'm so appreciative that Opera Theater reached out to us.
At the end of the day, what do you hope the students have learned throughout this process? Suzanne?
To open themselves up, to open their minds, to, you know, not crunch your nose up and say, ew, I don't like it, before you have even tasted.
Valerie, what about you? What do you hope the students come away as having learned?
Yeah, to know how to create a work from beginning to end. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of commitment. And I think they will take this for the rest of their lives. They will never forget this. This will be experience that they will never forget. And for me, that is going to be wonderful. And let me tell you why I know that they'll never forget, because they have their whole play memorized, and it's just wonderful. This opera is memorized. Those children came back. Every class period that I would go on Wednesdays and Thursday mornings, they came with it. They knew their parts. You know, they asked questions when we troubleshooted together. It was just awesome. So I commend Suzanne also for that, for just pouring into them.
Absolutely. I want to come into this with me and Valerie as educators. We always say the phrase lifelong learners, don't we? And this gives an opportunity for our children as they grow to look for different genres of music, of musical theater, of different genres of music, and to just explore, to experience different genres of music and not give an opinion before you give it a try.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Bad Day is tonight at 7 in the Anheuser-Busch Theater at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center on the University of Missouri St. Louis North Campus. The opera was written by third graders at Jefferson Elementary, and they'll perform with fourth and fifth grade and high school students in the Normandy Schools Collaborative, as well as some professional musicians from the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Admission is free and no reservations are required. However, audience members are invited to contribute to the Normandy Schools Collaborative Fine Arts Program. I've been talking with Suzanne Palmer, the music teacher at Jefferson Elementary and director of fine arts at Normandy Schools Collaborative, and Valerie Smith, a teaching artist with Opera Theater of St. Louis. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Alex. This was great.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our production intern is Avery Rogers.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Our podcast proudly supports St. Louis artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.